Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
Oh, I need to stop recording. Have you heard of Delta 8?
Yes, it is some goofy-ass business process, right?
No,
or is that
no,
Sigma
no.
6?
It's a type of THC.
Oh, then no. I'm thinking of Sigma 6, right? No, is that the business thing?
I was switching topics.
No, it's a type of THC. Tell me more.
Well, it's not, you wouldn't be interested because it's not really, there's something that prevents it from attaching in the same way that normal THC attaches. So you don't get as much of a high on it, but it does have an effect. I mean, I would say it's a little bit stronger than CBD, mm-hmm. but not as strong as actual
marijuana,
marijuana. And the reason I say, because I was listening to a podcast today, and apparently it's federally legal and legal in a lot more states than actual marijuana is, and can give you some of the same effects or similar, but not as strong. And it also depends on the person, like how affected you are by, drugs and stuff like that.
Oh, Kathy Marshall is here. Hi, Kathy Marshall.
Hi,
wait,
Kathy Marshall.
Is Kathy Marshall here? I just saw a cyclone.
Well, so. Kathy Marshall is typing.
Hi, Kathy Marshall. Anyway, I have to pee real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay. So, yeah. I was, I heard it on a podcast and I was like, what is this thing? Because I've been, look, I tried, when I was in California, I tried one little gummy. And I thought, I maybe would want to try that again at some point, but it's illegal here. And so, but then I heard this podcast today that said, oh, there's this other thing that's legal in a lot of states. Guess what? It's also illegal here. So I guess I'm still stuck, but it's legal in Missouri, which I go to get my hair cut once a month in Missouri. So I don't know. It's probably hokum, all the CBD and the hemp and like all that stuff, or whatever. It's probably like nothing.
By the way, if you pop over to the Level 13 chat room, you can see pictures of the truck. I put them in.
The Level 13. Yeah. Oh, I saw it on Facebook, but
same pictures.
Mark showed it to me. I don't go to Facebook, but he does. Oh yeah, I did.
Those are 20-inch tires, Adam.
It's nice. I just have never seen you as a truck person, but it's a very nice truck. It's a very nice truck.
It's my truck.
Yeah, it looks really good. I mean, would you ever expect me to buy a truck?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe one day you decide that you want to buy a trailer.
No, that Delta 8 or whatever is legal. I'm not talking about actual marijuana. I'm saying like the Delta 8 or the Delta. It may be Delta 9, but I want to say Delta 8. It's federally legal.
Adam, you do have Google. You could,
I could.
Instead of just arguing, you could just like, no, here's a link. This is what I'm talking about.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying 8. Delta 8 is legal at the federal level. 11 state laws do not allow its sale and or use. And one of those states is Arkansas.
Well, there you go.
But it is federally legal. But I was just saying, so when I was in California, you and I have talked about this. When I was in California, I tried like a gummy.
Yes.
And then.
Was it a bear? Was it a bear or a worm?
No, it was just like a square.
Just a gummy square.
And so I was just like, I'm constantly on a diet. I don't mind getting drunk, but But like I'm always counting my calories and all of that and metabolism and what have you and whatever. But I'm not a person to break the law. So I guess I'm really stuck because, I mean, even if I bought something somewhere else and then I would be breaking the law.
Right.
Yeah. So because it's illegal here. So I guess I either have to move if I want to try something or break the law. But even if even if I wanted to break the law, which I don't, if anyone's listening to this recording, I'm not going to break the law. I wouldn't. But, you know, I mean, what would I do? Like, there are no states around me that sell any of this stuff. Because it's illegal in all of the states around me, yes. Except for medical.
Yes.
So I'd have to do something nefarious.
Nefarious?
Which I'm not a nefarious person. Like,
this is a good question.
I don't have to meet somebody
This is a good question. I have a drug dealer. I'm curious what you think a typical interaction with my drug dealer is like.
I think you like meet in a back alley somewhere.
Now, are you just saying that to be funny, or do you really think that
there are, you know, hookers and blow all around, and you're like, you pull up in your white Ford F-150, you kind of look around, you know, see if anyone's looking, and then you kind of step over in the dark. Mm-hmm. And he kind of comes out, and he's got thugs on either side of him.
Yeah.
Thugs.
Are they hot? Are they hot thugs?
I mean, I don't know, but they're big. They're muscly.
Big thugs.
And they've got, you know, guns and machetes and things.
Yeah, muscles.
And and then you just, you know, you handle a stack of hundreds.
Hundos.
And then, you know, he kind of slips something in your pocket and you quickly get back in your, you know, and if you don't pay him right away, he breaks a bone or something.
So,
no, I mean, but yeah. I don't know people. I mean, we've talked about, I just feel so, that would make me
texted,
feel so icky.
I text him, hey, are you gonna be home this afternoon? He's like, yes or no? He's like, yes. And then I drive over. He's got a little back room in his house that has like, a whole wall full of product, like all kind of different vape things. They're $50 a cartridge, and I pick out which flavors I want. Sometimes I buy some dry herb. If I'm going to make edibles or something, I'll buy some dry herbs from them. And then you know what I do, Adam? I PayPal him money. It's just like, I just PayPal him money, and I leave.
You don't have Wendy's.
I leave. I PayPal him the money, and I leave. There's no weird... kind of, I don't have to like go get money out of a ATM or something like that. And whatever, it's a very just stupid, regular transaction. So.
Yeah. But I mean, I wouldn't even have any way to, like, I don't know anyone. So I can't.
I'm going to suggest this, and you can take it or leave it. The medical marijuana is legal in Arkansas, and I've already told you how to find a psychiatrist that will basically say, yep, PTSD, you're going through it, and will write you a prescription for the medical marijuana.
I mean, everybody tells me I'm crazy.
So. Okay, great. But my point is you could get legal marijuana. Like, you don't have to do anything sketchy at all. It's like, you can just basically go and, you know, get marijuana. That's not a problem. And the, I think actually there you do have to pay cash because banks won't let legal drug dealers have bank accounts. But anyway, that's not important. The point is that you can do that. And then once you're doing that, I guarantee you, if there's something that they don't have, those people will know who you could buy it from. So you don't necessarily have to know anybody. It's like, you can just ask questions. It was really hard in Connecticut to find a pot dealer because I didn't know anyone up there. And by the time I was up there, I was already in my 40s. So I couldn't just hang around the campus at Yale. Hey man, know where to get some weed. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I would just look like a narc. So I actually took, after my divorce, I actually took to Like when I would look at Scruff and Grindr, I would always be looking in the background to see who had like marijuana symbols in the background and whatever. And then I would talk to them. It's like, hey, do you smoke? And you know, and then I would like, oh, I don't know anyone up here. And I did that a couple of times until I found my friend, Michael, who's, well, he's now my friend, Michael.
Until one of them was a cop?
No, until one of them. And it was decriminalized in Connecticut. Like you couldn't, they wouldn't have taken you to jail.
You walk in and it's Chris, what's his name? And he says, why don't you have a seat over there?
Chris. Yeah. What's his name? Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently I asked Lamont Cranston. So, but yeah, I eventually found someone and they, you know, there you go. And the rest, as they say, is history. And the way I found the one down here was I was at a bar and somebody was talking about smoking pot. And I was just like, oh, you know, I just moved here from Connecticut. I don't actually have a drug dealer down here and everything. They're like, oh, here, let me introduce you. And he said, he's right over here. And they like took me over and introduced me to the guy right there. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is that pot is hardly a gasping, clutching your pearls kind of a thing nowadays. It's really kind of a, it's just a thing. It's so weird. True. In Florida that my brother-in-law just has it growing in his backyard. He has like three bushes just growing.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Just growing in his backyard. It's like, I'm sure they could raid his house or whatever, but it's like, eh.
So what time is your RV show, your camper show?
Well, I mean, it's an RV show because everything is there. So all of it, you know, class A's, class B's, class C's, travel trailers. Pop-ups, teardrops, all of those things, Adam. We're going to leave here at about 10 a.m. in the morning. So,
you do know a.m. stands for in the morning.
Yes, but I enjoy doing that because it upsets Auntie Vera, or excuse me, Auntie Scott. Oh.
He's watching Chan at the moment, I think.
That's true. But, no, I am, we're not like waking up at the crack of dawn or anything. I know, because I have a new toy, I know that I'm going to be up in the morning and out looking at my truck and reading owner's manual and like going, oh, that's what this button does. Or, oh my God, this button does that. It's like, I have not even, I didn't tell you on the show. It's got a workstation in it. So it's like the center console flips up and out this way. So you could have a laptop there. That's why
you don't need an RV. You guys could just work from the truck.
This is what I'm trying to tell you, Adam. I am going to probably be camping the first weekend in August, like August 6th. So for our purposes, August 6th is when we do the show. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make you this promise, Adam.
You're going to do it from the truck?
I'm going to do it from the truck at the campground because... Did you know that the Roadcaster has...
That will be a shit show.
No, did you know that the Roadcaster has... it doesn't matter. I was excited because the Roadcaster has portable power that you could use with it. You can use DC power on it. But then it doesn't matter because my truck has plugs in it, Adam. I can literally plug my mixer in the truck. I can take this microphone, this mixer, and then use this phone with Verizon wireless data, and you and I can do Zoom on this phone. So... From your standpoint, I'm going to sound a little bit worse, but the record, because we record independently, the recording will still be fine.
I'm looking forward to it.
I promise you this, Adam, I'm going to do the show from the back seat of my truck.
I haven't done that. I have done shows from hotel rooms. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've recorded my own podcast in the car, actually, but it sounded like crap. Because I think I did it while I was driving down the road. But
and if that were, I'm going to be going to the Oz Campground in Unadilla, Georgia, which is just south of Macon. So if anybody wants to go, you know, sit in on the studio audience.
Are you going by yourself?
Yeah, because Zach's going to Illinois that weekend to watch Lindsey Stirling. He had bought tickets to a Lindsey Stirling concert that got canceled because of COVID, and it just got rescheduled for that weekend. And so he's flying to... New Orleans, and I'm just way more into the camping stuff than he is. So I was like, you know what? That would be a great weekend for me to drive the truck up to Georgia. And it's like, take the camper up to Georgia and camp at the Oz campground.
You know, if you were Auntie Scott and Uncle Drew,
I'd be in the Redwoods.
You wouldn't be able to be apart. Yeah. And you guys would be like, you know,
that's right, join,
tied together at the hip.
I mean, I didn't have to, I didn't mention it in the story, but I mean, Zach did go with me to get the truck. I mean, he was there for everything. So one of the nicest things about this stupid,
well, I assume he goes some places with you.
It's just
when you let him out.
I don't like Lindsey Stirling. We just bought concert. We're going to a concert together in October up in Georgia. We're going to see Johnny Swim in Atlanta on October 15th.
No. Who are these people? I don't know who Lindsey Stirling is, and I don't know who Johnny Swim is. I know. I have Google right here.
I am so old. I have no idea who these people are.
Lindsey Stirling.
I don't like Lindsey Stirling, but yes, Lindsey Stirling is a violinist.
An American violinist.
You probably saw her on America's Got Talent the one year that she was a contestant on it. But yeah, she...
That is...
Go ahead.
That's so specific for him to... I mean, that's like a...
She does a whole concert. She, I don't
know.
Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I just wouldn't have... I mean, I don't... We don't... Zach and I don't talk, so yeah. I don't really know, but that just seems... There was a violinist at one point, and I don't know what happened to her. Her name was Vanessa May. Mm-hmm. And she did a whole pop violin thing where she had an electric violin and did concerts and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know what she does now, but that's what that reminds me of.
So Johnny Swim is, we've seen them numerous times. This is Johnny Swim. This is Donna Summers. Did I get that right?
A folk duo. That's why I don't know that.
Donna Summers. Is it Donna Summer or Donna Summers? This is her daughter. This is Donna.
It's Donna Sugars.
No, this is Donna Summers' daughter and her husband.
I know. You know, I know them.
Yeah. Why?
Because They're going to be on the new Magnolia Network, the Chip and Joanna Gaines channel.
Well, there you go.
They have a TV show that they...
Nice.
Like a reality show that they did.
Johnny Swim did?
I guess I do know them. Yeah, Johnny Swim.
Where would I find this reality? I don't think Zach knows anything about it. This is like one of his favorite groups. So it's like, where was this?
Well, I think right now you can only see it on Discovery Plus.
Johnny...
Let me see. Johnny Swim.
Reality. I'm not seeing.
Yeah, it's called Home on the Road.
Oh, that's because I misspelled.
Chip and Joanna Gaines reveal Magnolia series with Johnny Swim. I don't know if there are episodes yet, but they have a show. They signed with Magnolia to do a reality show.
I
would have to look. Actually, I have the Discovery app right here.
I am copying and pasting this right now to Zach. Because he doesn't know this.
Discovery.
Let's see.
Let me see.
Oh, did you see today that Jamila Jamil was cast on the She-Hulk series?
No, I did not see that. Home on the Road. Oh, yeah, they do. They have 6 episodes.
On Discovery?
On Discovery Plus. It is specifically on Discovery Plus. You have to...
I don't know how we would possibly afford that. $9 or whatever it is. Or was it $6?
Yeah. It's not much. Yeah, something like that. Well, I know you don't like to do, you know, the subscriptions.
I don't do... No, that's not true. I don't like to do them all at once. It's like I have subscriptions and then I binge watch on that service and then I drop it and pick up the next one. And so I always have Netflix and I always have Amazon Prime and then I always have Disney Plus. And then the fourth slot, I just rotate through.
Of course, because you've got that Disney stock. So you've got.
But what I would do, and what I have been doing, is I give myself license for that fourth slot to watch anything I want. So like the other day, my Tableau, because of a huge thunderstorm, it didn't record America's Got Talent because the signal was weak out of the antenna. Mm-hmm. So the only place that I could watch last week's episode of America's Got Talent was on Hulu. So I allowed myself to spend the $9.99 for a month of Hulu with no commercials. And I went ahead and got it. And then immediately I went onto the app and canceled my account, which means I still get 30 days of that, but I don't have to remember to go and cancel it later. And if I need it after the 30 days, I'll just pay the $9.99 again. So I treat all of them that way. So right now we have HBO Max because we're watching stuff on it, but I've already canceled my HBO Max, and then when it comes up for subscription, we can decide then whether we want to watch it or not. Which, by the way, the finale to Hacks was horrible.
That's what I do for OnlyFans.
What?
I sign up and then immediately cancel it.
Oh, there you go.
Because you get 30 days.
Did you see the finale of Hacks?
No, I haven't seen the last two episodes yet.
All right.
They did get renewed for a second season.
Yes.
I read.
Yes. Yeah. As well, they should.
You didn't. You didn't like the finale.
I felt like this entire show has had really clever writing, and it's been decent writing. And I feel like the last couple of show, they're clearly set up something for season two, but they do it in the most obvious possible way, like. Oh. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, oh, wait, why is she doing that? Why would she do that? Oh, I get it. So that sets up the conflict for season two. That's lazy. And it's like, you know, it wasn't clever or anything. And so I felt like the rest of the show was so much more clever than that ending piece.
Maybe they found out they were getting renewed right before they wrote the last two episodes.
I mean, still as a whole,
we've got to set it up for, you know.
Yeah, other than that piece. I enjoyed it. It was a nice ending to the season, and it was a nice, it was a very moving, emotionally charged kind of an episode. It was really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
I felt so uneasy when she was up there doing her stand-up and she offered the guy $1 million. It was so uncomfortable. It was so uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah.
You could just feel the tension in the room. I was like, oh my God, I felt awkward just watching it.
I mean, that was the point. That this is what female comics have had to put up with all the time is that, you know, you can either stand up to the sexist comment and come off as being, you know, some kind of bitch or whatever. And then everyone just, you know, gives the man the pass on that, or you can just play along with it, in which case you're just, you know, keeping, you know, people are, you've now accepted your life on their terms. And so it's anyway, I thought the whole show was was so cleverly written that I felt like the ending was kind of lazy. Not the ending, the setup for season two. Like the set, you know, like you watch a movie and you can see, oh, that's the setup for the sequel. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I'm a really popular side character in this show and I'm going to leave and go to another place. Goodbye, everyone. And it's like, oh, well, there's a spinoff. So it's like,
I do know what you're talking about. Although I think I don't overthink things quite as much as you do. I just kind of watch the show. Oh. I don't really analyze it as I'm watching. So
did you watch Loki?
I have not, but we will.
Okay.
They just released one or two episodes, right?
Yes, just one.
It just came out this week. So
just came out. And but the important part is that they whatever the week that Black Widow comes out, that episode of Loki is widely believed to have something to, you know, that will directly play into that movie. Because they might move back the premiere date on it by like 2 days. But then when someone was looking at it, it's like, well, that means that this episode would have come out right after Black Widow. Because Black Widow opens like on a Thursday and it would have come out on a Friday. So they moved it back so that this episode came right before Black Widow. And I'm like, oh, clever. Because I will definitely be spending that $30 for Black Widow on Disney Plus.
Another update. We'll probably see Black Widow in the movie theater.
If I don't ever have to go back to a movie theater ever again, I would be perfectly happy because I hate people. I hate the way people act in a movie theater. So
I will say this. Oh, this drives me so crazy.
If I could watch it in my truck though, Adam, that seat, that leather seat is so nice and comfortable in my truck.
We enjoyed going to the theater. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed going back to the theater.
We
had popcorn. I had a slush because I love having a strawberry or cherry slush when I go to the theater. It's just a thing. But there were some kids.
Yeah.
And you know, the movie is, have you seen A Quiet Place or Quiet Place or whatever it's called, like the first one? No. Have you seen either of them?
No.
Okay. Well, there's these creatures and they can't see very well.
Okay.
But they can hear really well. And so you have to be quiet. And so they have, if you make any noise, they come out and get you.
Oh.
Basically. And so, you know, they build this tension by having these really, and there's a deaf girl, and, you know, they'll make it sound, well, no sound. They'll remove all sound so that you're, like, you're experiencing what it would be like for her.
Yeah.
And all that. And, of course, these dickhead teenage boys, you're in this tense moment, and one of them's like, woo, you know, like, or something like that. And then they all giggle.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, ugh, really? Do you have to? Mark just said goodnight, and I'm here, I'm yelling. He's probably going to run up and say, well, what happened?
Good night, Mark.
Anyway, so he texted me a few minutes ago. But anyway, so that was, you know, I don't like that, but we probably will. Oh, but what I was going to say is, update, we finished Falcon and Winter Soldier, and I enjoyed it.
Well, good.
But I feel like I needed...
Did you cry at the end when they said, no, that's Captain America?
No, I didn't cry.
Oh, I'm bawling. I have a hard time even telling that story because sometimes I get choked up just retelling that story.
I'm not a big crier.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I will cry on occasion, but not... You will cry at anything.
I will. I cried
a Kleenex commercial.
Like, I cried in Vegas because I didn't want Joey Buchecker to ruin my show.
Yeah, I know, and he had no intention. Anyway, it doesn't
matter. No, I didn't think that he was going to purposely ruin my show. I thought he was going to ruin it through incompetence. I thought, because he wanted to run the soundboard for the show, and I thought that he would ruin it by not knowing what to do. And I was very, very, you know, I get at those events. I want to.
That's what started the Daniel sits at the.
Yeah, I want
to. While we do our show. Because he doesn't trust anyone else to run the board.
Now, the last show that we did in Vegas, I did not. I let Michael Perry run the board.
Did you? I don't remember.
Yeah, we had the cookies. Remember we were...
You should be honored. It was kind of weird sitting next to you.
I know. Actually, now that and I we had cookies and people were charging up at the stage to get the cookies.
They were they gluten-free?
Yes, you had brought many, yeah, many different types of gluten-free cookies that you had brought with you.
They weren't bad. At the time, gluten-free was very new.
Right. We had just discovered gluten.
You couldn't go to the store and just be like, I would like some gluten-free cookies. You had to order them.
Well, the Girl Scouts had gluten-free cookies this year.
No, I did not.
I bought them. They were horrible.
God, you know, you can order Girl Scout cookies on their website now, I believe. Also, the neighbor children sell Girl Scout cookies, so they're always coming by. And I wish they would read the no soliciting sign as well.
You should say something like, doesn't the proceeds of these like fund education or something? Like maybe you could teach people to read and then just like tap on the sign.
Yeah, shop. Here we go. Shop for girls? Mm-hmm. That's one of their... No, I want to shop for cookies.
Oh, by the way, Adam, by the way. If you were going to listen to She's Not Doing So Well, because you're like, oh, I got to listen to them to see what they're talking about. Don't. God, this last show was such a heaving pile of shit. And it was weird. And I don't understand. I don't understand.
Maybe they don't sell their cookies online because I don't see. When I go on their website, it looks like I can buy a Girl Scout uniform, but I don't see them selling the actual. I thought they did though. I thought they sold the cookies online. Oh well. Okay, I won't listen to it.
Don't listen to that episode. God, it was. It was just
Cyclone.
It was just
Cyclone. Feels like says if well, you can read the chat room just as easily as I can. But
yeah, and it's not even that. It wasn't even that they were hungover. It was that they're basically though. Like talking about how much they hate doing a podcast while they're doing a podcast. And I'm just like, then why are you fucking doing it? It's like. You know,
that's almost as bad as someone saying your podcast is a train wreck.
No,
when
saying your podcast is a train wreck, you're expressing the fact that you're trying to do something good and you're failing at it. When you have a conversation of like, whatever. Why should we do a fucking podcast? I don't know. Is you know what? I want to leave. I want to go. I want to do something else. And it's like,
oh wow, it was like that.
Yeah, and it's just
what. So what you're telling me is it was kind of like the Adam and Maddie show every
yes.
week, where Maddie would be like,
yes,
why are we doing
this? Yes.
I just want to get drunk or
exactly.
whatever.
Correct. Exactly correct. Except like, I always feel bad for Bobby because I feel like Bobby really wants to do it. And he's just like, this is his choice.
Well, you only have two podcasts. Maybe you should start a show with him.
No, I don't want to start another show. Like, I'm just saying that these are the two people he had available to him. It just makes me appreciate.
Isn't that always the way it is for podcasters?
No, though? Because you and I have been doing this for 15 years. We found each other.
But I mean, at the beginning, though, come on. You had people that weren't as interested in podcasting as you were.
True. Yes.
I had someone who was not as interested in podcasting as I was.
You had someone who was actively belligerent about it. Yeah.
Not, you know. Yeah. And we both started that way. I think most podcasters start because they're like, I want to do one, but I can't do a solo show. I need to do, I'm going to get my boyfriend to do it with me. And the boyfriend's like, oh, okay, fine, whatever, you know, or some best friend or something. That's like, what? What's a podcast? What do you mean? What? Oh, we'll just sit around the table and drink it. Okay, fine. Then they don't talk into the microphone. And then you're like, oh, it sucks. And like,
or they do that horrible thing where Vera and Drew, when they would have the Gucci-palooza and Vera would spend half the show telling Drew how to use the microphone.
Yeah.
Like for no reason. It was just kind of like, we can hear him. You don't need to like.
Well, sometimes it's necessary. Maybe not on that show, but sometimes, you know.
Sometimes.
Wendy Cameron.
Adam, I'm going to be the first Pride 48 podcast to be live streaming from my truck, from the back seat of my truck in the middle of Georgia.
Well, of course. There are no other Pride 48ers have been in your truck.
No, so, I'm just saying I'm going to be the first to live stream from a truck.
Somebody go out in their truck and I'll give you the credentials to connect to the stream.
No, I'm talking full. I'm talking production.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Right?
I'm curious as to how well your cellular data is going to do for running the live show. I mean, you're recording locally.
Yes, but you and I will not video. I will only come into audio for you. So it's like for that, we'll have to go old school, like back before we used to do video each other. So we'll be hearing each other, not seeing each other. So we'll do audio only, which is not going to take up a lot of bandwidth. And I have 5G Verizon, which is, you know, the last I did my speed check, it was 60 megabits down and 30 megabits up. So it's plenty. Got plenty of juice. Now, I don't know specifically at that campground, but that's why I'm doing it in my truck, because I will drive to a place where I have decent wife, you know, decent cell signal. And did I mention there's electrical plugs in my truck that I can plug the mixer into?
Oh my God. Several times.
And this arm that I have my microphone on is clampable, so I can just clamp it to the inside of the truck. And then I will have this mic. I will have this mixer. I
mean, you should have demanded the podcast kit. I mean, you know, they have a podcast kit that you can buy, you know, an extra, the podcast package.
Look, I'm in for almost $70K on this truck. I need an endorsement deal from Ford. Right? It's just like, when podcasts needed to be done, we turned to expert podcasters to design this perfect studio for the backseat of your F-150.
Yeah.
It's built Ford tough. Every time I turn on my car, the graphic on the dashboard is the Ford logo, like hitting the ground and doing that, you know, built Ford tough, like.
Wow.
I know.
Can you customize that? Could you put in
like, probably
this logo?
Probably, or? Because there's 10,000 fiddly bits on that truck. But yeah, I'm sure I can customize something. I don't know. You may not be able to change the dashboard that way, because if it crashed, then that's a safety hazard. But you can customize what things you want on your dashboard. Like I have, it has tire pressure management, and it's like, so that's on my dashboard. It shows me all four tires and what the current exact, you know, what the current pressure on each tire is. And I can see that as I'm driving and like down on my dash. And it also shows me, something else that I can't remember now.
I don't know. when I see some of the features in the newer cars, I think, oh, that would be nice to have a new car. I also occasionally dream about having an automatic because I get tired of having to use a clutch and a stick shift and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I drive so well. I mean, I drive as something that I need to do to get from place to place. So it doesn't, it just doesn't make sense for to me.
But Adam,
to
imagine this. Money. Imagine this. You're driving down your 5-hour drive to St. Louis.
Yeah.
One that you take every 3 weeks.
4 weeks.
Okay, every 4 weeks. Now, remember how delighted you were with the adaptive cruise control on your Subaru? Now, imagine, yeah, imagine,
like, oh my God,
imagine just getting on the interstate and following the traffic. It's just like, and because your truck has lane centering, if the lane starts to veer, the truck steers with it. So it's like the truck will keep, as long as your hands are on the steering wheel, it'll steer for you and it'll keep inside the center of the lanes. And if you try to like cross lanes without like signaling or whatever, it'll do haptic feedback and bing at you and fight you so that you can't do it without turning on your blinker. And one of the cool things is on the adaptive cruise control I was just reading about is if you're following a car and it slows down and you want to pass it, if you turn on your left blinker, as long as the radar says there's nobody in the left lane, it will speed up so that you can pass them. So it'll actually go, let you go into, you turn on your blinker, you can then go into the other lane and it'll speed up to get ahead of them. And, it's like, that's cool.
I think when you retire, maybe you're, you know, there's a, I used to think you were going to be like a drive the parking bus at Disney or something.
A boat. Thank you very much. The resort boat.
Maybe you're going to be a salesman at the Ford dealership.
Oh God. Be like, God, what a miserable job. I felt, you know what? I don't know if I stress this enough on the show. This was the best car buying experience I've ever had. Out of every car I've ever bought ever, this was the most enjoyable experience that I ever had. The finance guy was this old guy that was from Plant City, and he actually knew my dad. And so he's like, hey, I'm from Plant City. And anyway, he didn't try to upsell me on anything. He didn't try to weasel something in or some kind of dealer warranty or some kind of, he's like, look, here's your choices. You can choose whatever you want. It's like, you can do the service maintenance here and this is what that entails. You can do the tire thing and this is what that entails. You can do the gap insurance. That's what this entails. And you don't have to do any of them, but these are the prices. So the payments down at the bottom would be what your loan would go to, what your monthly payment would change if it's what you pick.
Gap insurance is actually not a bad idea.
I took the gold package. So I took the all the services. So I went ahead and just prepaid for all the service on the, well, not prepaid, but it was rolled into my thing. So all of my oil changes and tire rotations and fluids and everything like that I already paid for. Because this is my dream, this is a dream car, right? So it's like, I'll treat it right. I'll let this stuff die. And if I already have the appointments and everything, then I can just go ahead and go. I got the tire package because in Florida and especially camping and stuff, the chances of me getting a flat are high. So the tire covers all that stuff. And then I got the gap insurance. That's all I got. So I got the gap, I got the tire, and I got the service, and that was it. And
gap insurance. Well, I used to be, I don't know if you people know this, but I used to be a claims adjuster. In a prior life. Mm-hmm. And gap insurance, now if you've got enough money that it doesn't matter, or, if you can self-insure, whatever. But, or if your insurance, sometimes your insurance will cover the actual, there are some
cost of replacement
that you can get that will cover the cost.
The replacement cost, not the actual cost, right?
And, but most insurance pays the actual value of your vehicle at the time that it was totaled, if you total your vehicle. And the problem with that is a lot of times you're going to be upside down on that loan and you're going to owe more than what it's worth. So then you end up having to pay.
Yeah. For a car that's
thousands
totaled.
Of dollars.
For a car that's already totaled.
Yeah. For a car that's already totaled, and then so gap insurance is not a bad idea.
Yeah. So I got that.
Those, especially for a new vehicle, I think.
Yeah, the tire is not a bad thing here either, because we are going to be primarily taking it to campgrounds and stuff, and I don't want to end up on the side of the road in Georgia you know, I mean, it has a spare tire and stuff. I can change it. But anyway, it's not important. This is what's important, Adam, is it was great. It was great. I thoroughly enjoyed. That was the best car buying experience I've ever had. I didn't feel pressured by anybody. Even the one little thing that I mentioned, you know, I need to get some more money on this trade and everything. They were very accommodating. They did it. And there was no hassle on it. And so I feel like, you know what? I'm very happy. I love this truck. Until, you know, a month from now when it explodes or something stupid happens that's, you know. But the dealership, that was a good experience.
I was going to say this on the show, but I hate the process of buying cars so much that if I lived in Vegas,
yeah,
I for sure would go to that car vending machine.
We have one here. The car phone?
Whatever. We don't have one here. But if I was in a place that had a car vending machine, I would just go to the vending machine, put in my credit card, pick a car, just drive away.
You know, all right, so that's Carvana.
Not have to deal with anybody.
Carvana, you know, you can just go on the website and pick a car. They'll just deliver it to you. And there's a 7-day return on it. So it's like they'll drop the car off at your door.
I might do that next time.
But those are used cars.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I buy.
I don't know enough about engines to trust myself in a used car. I've always bought new because I always felt like, you know what? It's under warranty. And if something happens, then it's taken care of and blah, 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 blah. The other thing is I didn't want to go past like a 60-month loan. It's like, I don't think you should have these crazy 8-year loans.
I had a warranty I don't know how many months my loan was, but it was an acceptable amount. I had a warranty because it was under the miles that it needed to be, and I purchased the additional one.
The extended yeah. Warranty as it was.
But it was still under warranty though when I bought it. So the 100,000 mile or whatever. So I was good.
Yeah, what Cyclone says is true. There are car buying services that you basically they'll just give you a price and they'll go do it for you.
Well, I don't need a car right now. But
Adam, wouldn't you love to have adaptive cruise control on your 5-hour trip to
You're not
St.
doing
Louis?
It to me, Daniel, like you did with the mixer and the Tableau. I actually the other day pulled up an RV website and started looking at teardrops. And I was like, what am I doing? I don't have a truck. Mark doesn't like road trips. Mm-hmm. There is now. I was like, oh man, that's affordable. What? Only 15,000? Really? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I could just pull out my wallet right now and pay for that. Like
the greatest thing is the one that I'm so excited to see tomorrow at the show is called the Bushwhacker. And the reason I'm so excited about it is I'd found it before. It's a teardrop camper. And I liked it. But I couldn't tell from all the photos just exactly what the inner dimensions were. I wanted to lay in it. I want to actually touch it. I want to get in it and lay down in it. And I know they'll be at the show tomorrow. So I was looking forward to that. But in the meantime, on RV Trader, someone has one that they bought last year that for health reasons they can't use anymore. And it's only like 50 miles per hour. I can like go look at it. And
They
only want $7,900 for it. Like it's a 2020.
Wow.
So it's only been used a couple of times and they're selling it for $7,900. And I'm just like, oh my God, if I like this Bushwhacker at the RV show tomorrow, that like on my phone, that will be the first thing I do is like going, yeah, yes, I'd like to buy this, please. Like right now. And like, go look at it and, see, but you know, as long as the pictures don't show any weird damage or whatever, but, no, I just like, I'm like, oh, that would be so great. Because that brand new, I mean, they're not that expensive brand new. They're like $11,500 brand new. But, you know, that's several thousand off, right?
That's probably less than what I'm going to have to pay for a hot tub.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. That's really nice. What is that?
That is a BMW 4 Series.
I do not want a convertible, though. Do they make a non-convertible version of that? I don't like convertibles anymore.
I
was burned by a convertible once.
The Miata? Or no, you had a Z3.
I had a Z3.
I had the Miata. You had the Z3.
No more will I have a... Even hard tops. Now, mine was a soft top, and that was the problem. But even a hard top, those things, the motor goes out on them, they get off angle and all kinds of weird crap.
I just thought of something. The in the back seat of the truck, there's a little
window. And I don't like wind. Yes.
There's a window that opens that you can talk to the tailgate with and everything. It's electric. It's like there's
the
a little
pass through the basically the fast food drive through window.
It's electric. So it's like I can like slide it open and close it up in the dash, and it's just like, oh my God. Oh, the other thing, the thing that I freaked out about was the stupidest fucking thing in the world. There's a button both on my remote and on my dash that will drop the tailgate. And the tailgate, you know how those drawers with the slow release things? My tailgate does that. So the tailgate goes.
I mean, where do I sign?
I know. It doesn't close though. You can't push the button and close it.
Well, I'm happy that you're happy about it. You should make some YouTube videos on
I could put the GoPro like right under the rear view, facing with a nice panoramic shot of all the windows. I don't have a sunroof though, so I don't have the. Because it's Florida. I don't want a fucking sunroof.
You know, you kept saying that you had my GoPro, but you don't.
No. I had the SD card from your GoPro.
Oh. Because my GoPro is in the closet in there.
I borrowed your GoPro a long time ago.
Dan told me he had my GoPro.
I borrowed your GoPro a long time ago, and then I sent it back to you. But what I failed to realize when I sent it back to you was I had pulled your SD card out of it. So that I could use my own SD card in it when I was playing with it. So when I mailed it back to you, my SD card was in it, and your SD card with footage from some trip you took in South Dakota, maybe, or something. It was like desert. It was like outside of the car footage of like desert stuff.
It was either Utah or when we went to South Dakota to Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. So there's footage of that on the thing. And I was like, I have that. And I kept meaning to bring that SD card for you. And the SD card is long gone. Adam, long gone. But I can tell you this. I'm looking right now. I think I copied it onto this hard drive, though. Go to storage.
I don't know what I would even do with that footage. I was like, I'm gonna make videos, and I'm gonna put this cool side of the car shots, and you know, I use the suction cup and all that kind of stuff, and I never did it. Because again, I mean, I start projects. I don't finish them.
Well, that's good because I can't find it right now. But I thought that I had it somewhere on a hard drive somewhere.
And, well, if you ever find it, I can create a folder in Google Drive.
And yeah, I know. I thought about that once. I was like, I should probably I can just upload it nowadays.
Because I have, 3 terabytes or I don't know how much I have.
I mean, it was only like 128 meg card. I mean, it wasn't like a huge thing.
No.
Storage. Podcast projects.
I would have thought Auntie Scott would be back by now. How long are these Charlie Chan movies? It's been over 2 hours.
Far too long, Adam. Far too long. Let's see, what would this be?
No, I feel like Kathy Marshall is saying that she needs a car, but all of them are too big. Don't they have those tiny little cars that look like little matchbox cars or whatever?
Smart just cars, like, the little smart
you don't
cars,
even
yeah.
It's like I don't even see how a person fits in there. Those are the ones that you need for San Francisco, like that kind of car where you could literally park it in a bike spot or something. I feel like that's what you need.
So Kathy Marshall said earlier that the image of me in the standing desk in the back of the truck doing the podcast going down the road was very humorous. I almost never use the standing desk. I'm such a pig. I went and got this standing desk so that I would be forced to like stand. And
then you're like, I don't want to
stand. And now I just like, because every day I'm like, do I want to stand for this meeting? Nah, I'll just sit. And then, I haven't stood for a podcast since I don't know when. Oh, the Vera's birthday. I mean, Scott's birthday.
I've never stood for a podcast. I don't think. I don't. Some people say, "Oh, you're more energetic when you're standing." Oh, please. Mm-hmm. I'm energetic enough when I'm sitting down.
Are you though?
I don't need to be standing.
Are you?
I think so.
Okay, great.
Well, I've been doing it for 15 years or however long I've been doing it.
You don't even know. You
it's
can't
worked
remember.
So far.
This month, huh? Yeah. You can't even remember how long you've been doing it.
No.
Can't.
Why? There's a lot of things I can't remember, but.
All right.
I know you've got your RV show.
Yeah, I'm going to go do my RV show. What are your big plans this weekend? Tell me that before I leave. Oh, that's right. When is the circus? Tomorrow or Sunday?
Tomorrow night. Oh, I did confirm for anyone who was curious. There appear to be no animals.
Oh, so instead of listening to anything on the show, you just were Googling that so that you could tell people that in the pro show.
I
know what I wanted to say, but go ahead. Good. So there are no animals.
They have slack rope.
Yeah.
Head balancing trapeze, aerial hoops, laser man, horizontal bars, aerial nets, aerial straps, seer wheel, C-Y-R.
Hi, my name is Aerial Nets.
Aerial perch. Roller skating, contortion, and a wheel of death.
Oh, you can't do a circus without the wheel of death, Adam.
I bet that one's at the end.
Yeah, that sounds like that's the big thing. That's the piece de resistance. I hope you enjoy the circus. It sounds like
also I did confirm that the one that you were talking about,
Alcatraz, yeah.
Is also the same company.
Oh, okay.
But a different show. They have multiple shows that they do.
There you go. It was Circitalia or whatever. Yeah, I thought I remembered that.
Yeah, Circitalia.
So this is what I was going to tell you. I was going to put it on the Trello, and I said, not put it on the Trello, and I said, I'll tell you in the post show and everything. This past episode of That Darn Elvis, I actually made Scott laugh. It was like, I don't even remember what the stupid joke was, but I was just like, oh, I was just bitching about how I don't think I've ever made the man laugh before. And look, I just made him laugh. And then afterwards, I'm like, wait, I wonder if he heard me say that I'd never made him laugh. And he's an actor. So maybe he was just acting like I had actually genuinely made him laugh in order to make me feel like I had made him laugh at some point. It's like, QAnon stuff, Adam.
So did you ask him about it?
No, I haven't asked him about it. I was going to ask him
You're
this week.
Self-conscious.
No, I was going to ask
How do you
him this
care
week.
If you've ever made him laugh?
Yeah, don't you?
I mean, it's not like you're not a comedian.
No, but you know, you laugh with friends. You laugh together and stuff.
Yeah,
and
but like, I mean, I don't worry about whether I've made someone laugh authentically or not. I mean, if somebody laughs and they've decided to fake a laugh, that's on them.
I'm just saying, Adam, I just wondered. I just wondered if I truly made him laugh or whether he was, because he's a very good actor.
It's first of all, do you think that he fakes most of the laugh? Is it like an orgasm? Do you think he fakes most of his orgasms with you on the show? And you thought that was the only authentic one?
That went dark weird. That went weird fast.
Went dark?
No, that went weird fast. I corrected myself. All right, Adam. I am going to go. Tell Mark.
All right.
Tell Mark I said hello. And
tell him you said, be careful, I love you.
That's right. And I would drive up to watch the circus, but I don't think I can make it there in a day in my truck. A day in the
you
truck.
You probably can't. But it probably has some autopilot that you could just like I read just while...
Go to sleep and... Just take me to Arkansas, please.
All right, I'm ending the stream, although I don't think anyone's listening on the stream.
All right. Well, good night, chat room. Good night, Discord. We love you. I'm sorry if you were expecting us to hang out later, but I got an RV show tomorrow, and I'm very excited about it. So I'm going to do that. Anyway, we will be back next Saturday. So meet us here. And don't forget to donate to pride48.com to enter the raffle to win the super duper prizes and to help out Seder. So there you go. Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, I'm gone. There you go. No longer on the stream.
Hold on.